You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
And well, it's time for the fantasy football focus, and Matt, this being our last show for the week because of Thanksgiving, we got a couple of things here. We had to pick our Sunday DFS lineup.
Yes.
And we have to make our game pick for Monday night because we won't have a show Monday either.
I know. You guys are going to miss us.
Yeah.
I'm warning you now. We're going to have a little bit of separation.
You're going to hear this show a few times.
Now until Tuesday. Hope everyone enjoys their Thanksgiving, of course. But so let's just dig in. I think we should avoid injured guys, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to shuffle everything around. But we got to get some guys we know are playing.
Well, let's look at our defenses here first. You want to go cheapest or most expensive first?
Oh, and real quick, guys, if you didn't listen yesterday, well, shame on you for 6 weeks. But we also have a lineup in the books for just tomorrow.
Just tomorrow's games.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think
this will just be Sunday and Monday's games.
Okay.
That we're
so Thursdays are out.
Yeah, Thursday is out. You want to go?
Let's pick a D.
Okay. You want to go most expensive or cheapest first?
Well, you already mentioned the Steelers were cheap. I mean,
cheap.
I think they're a really good play this week.
Here's who's cheaper. You get the Packers at 2,200. No, they're playing Philadelphia.
No,
the Texans, no.
No.
Rams at Kansas City, no.
No.
The Saints at San Francisco, 2,400, no.
No.
Jaguars against Baltimore at home, 2,500.
I'm surprised they're as cheap as they are, but still,
no.
I'd like to see much
yeah.
better than that.
The Raiders against the Seahawks at 2,600.
I think the Raiders' D's awful.
The Cardinals against the Chargers, it's 2,700, no. The Browns against Tampa Bay, 2,700, no thank you.
No.
The Chiefs against the Rams on the other side of that game is 2,800. No,
anyone
Matthew Stafford.
The Rams,
yeah,
Stafford's out.
Yeah,
we know that. Kupp is out. They cut their Henderson. They don't have any offensive linemen. Allen Robinson's terrible. Is Kyron Williams going to be the guy that breaks the Chiefs' defense
yeah.
back? I don't think so.
Yeah, the Rams are 32nd, allowing points to
Chiefs
defenses.
Play with a lead.
Yeah.
And probably just tee off from time to time. That seems kind of too good to be true.
It's not bad.
It's cheaper than the Steelers?
They're 2,800. The Steelers are 2,900.
I think you go with the cheaper one.
Okay. Fine with me.
Yeah. Wow.
They're going to get sacks. They're going to get some turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to give up many points.
No. No.
Tight ends. Travis Kelce. Only 7,700 this week.
Wow. I told you this and you already knew it, but per game, he scores 7.5 more fantasy points than the second best tight end in the game.
He's averaging right now 23.5 fantasy points per game.
If we had a fantasy draft right now, I'd take him first overall.
Mark Andrews is the number two scoring tight end. He's averaging 15.5.
So it's actually, did you say Kelce was that?
23.5. So it's actually yeah. eight point difference.
I guess it depends what scoring system yeah. you use or whatever, if it's PPR or half. Whatever.
That counts, you know, 100-yard games right. count for more on here. So it's
wow. Yeah. Yeah. But I think he'd be my first pick overall if we had a draft right now.
So you got, he's 7,700. Andrews is 6,500. So you $1,200 difference.
Who are they playing again?
They're playing Jacksonville.
Okay. Forgive me, folks. It's Wednesday and I've been ill all week and I don't quite have a grasp of the
San Francisco plays New Orleans. George Kittle's number three at 5,300. New Orleans is number two against opposing tight ends this year.
Yeah.
They've been pretty good.
I bet Kittle's a little overpriced because everyone saw him on a primetime game blow up and looking good and looking like him. But
yeah.
he could turn into a pumpkin again just because that team's just hard to bank.
To count on, yeah.
Too many good players.
Here's the interesting thing about the tight end position. So those three are up top. On DraftKings, which is where we pick our lineup, they'll put players on IR. On the list.
Oh, like just, on there.
Just in yeah, case, yeah. yeah. So the next four guys are Dallas Goedert, Darren Waller, Gerald Everett, who's questionable mm-hmm. this week, and then Kyle Pitts.
That's the state of the tight ends. Which brings me to the Steeler tight end.
Tyler Higbee is 4,200. Pat Freiermuth is 4,000.
I kind of went into this saying I'm putting Freiermuth on the team. Unless you can convince me somebody cheaper or you want to go Kelce, it's a great matchup. His target share stuff is off the charts. He passes the eyeball test. I mean, he's almost guaranteed 5 for 75 every week. And
yeah.
if he starts scoring, he's going to be fighting Andrews as the number two.
The only thing I will say is that Everett plays the Cardinals this week, and the Cardinals.
I like Everett, but I wish he's.
The Cardinals give up points to tight ends like they're playing number one wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that bad.
It's that bad.
But Everett is questionable. He's supposed to play this week, mm-hmm. but we can't trust that.
No.
So then you would look and say, okay, well, then who is playing Seattle? That would be Foster Moreau. They're 31st against opposing tight ends.
Yeah, they're bad, too.
They're bad.
I still think Freiermuth's.
All right.
He might be chalky, but
Freiermuth at 4,000 makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. I feel like the DFS community has not caught on to how good he is every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Let's go find ourselves a cheap receiver.
A cheap receiver. That can be harder than what you think, picking one. Where do you want to start at that with? 4,000?
4,500.
4,500 and down. Okay. So at 4,500 is Van Jefferson.
Not really. Just go and I'll spit one. I'll get excited when we get excited.
4,400, Matt Collins. Jarvis Landry at 4,400. DeMarcus Robinson at 4,300.
That's intriguing. There's always a couple of them right around here.
Garrett Wilson at 4,300.
That's intriguing with a real quarterback.
Paris Campbell at 4,300.
Guy gets a lot of targets.
Corey Davis at 4,200. He's questionable. Treylon Burks is 4,200.
That's too cheap for him.
You got Hunter Renfro's on IR. Marvin Jones Jr., 4,100. Nico Collins, 4,100. Julio Jones, 4,000. Jahan Dotson, 4,000. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 4,000. Terrace Marshall Jr., 3,900.
It's not bad for him. He doesn't leave the field.
Chase Claypool, 3,900.
They don't even use him. Do you think the Bears are happy about that trade right now?
No.
No.
Westbrook Akinye is 3,900. Randall Cobb is 3,900.
That's not bad either.
Randall Cobb. He's a slot. He's not going to see those two outside corners.
No, right. He's going to get eight
targets. Where do you think Rodgers is going to go with the football?
Yeah, I think they're going to be losing.
KJ Hamler, no. Chris Moore, 3,800.
There's four or five in that neighborhood I like.
Yeah, just about
Burks, Cobb, Robinson. I'm trying to think who else I got excited about. There's, I think, five of them I liked. Any of them jump out to you? I'm picking up Burks left and right in my leagues. Not that I love them, but there's a lot. I should have told people this before. But there's a fantasy nugget that's important right now. Rookie wide receivers in the second half of their rookie year. Oh, Garrett Wilson was the other one.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, many of them get a big spike in production.
Yeah. I don't know if we can trust Garrett Wilson this week to change a quarterback. Yeah.
I mean, he's the best player of all those guys we mentioned.
Yeah. I don't mind Burks necessarily.
Okay.
Burks, Wilson, Robinson at 4,300 is intriguing.
Yeah. Any of them jump out at you? Cobb? I'm going to get real cheap.
Let's put Cobb in there for now and see if that gets us two stud receivers.
I think it's going to. That's why I like this approach of one cheapie at the receiver position.
That then gives us 6,500, an average of 6,500 to spend the rest of the way.
Let's go to quarterback now.
Or do we want to go with a cheap running back as well?
Perhaps.
Anyway, we'll go quarterback. Okay. Patrick Mahomes is the chalk at 8,200.
Deservedly.
Of course. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, 8,100.
He's been a little down.
Lamar Jackson is 8,000. Justin Fields, 7,400, but he's questionable.
Yeah, can't do that.
Justin Herbert is 7,000 against Arizona.
I like that. Even without Mike Williams, I like that.
Tua is 6,900.
It's pretty good.
They're number four, though, against pass because they're so easy to run against.
Yeah.
This could be a
sense.
Game where Miami says, you know what? Let's work on the run game.
Yeah, yeah. My Niner roots. We're just going to run it over and over.
Kyler Murray is 6,800.
I don't know if he's playing.
Joe Burrow against Tennessee is 6,700.
Burrow's a stud.
Tennessee is 29th against opposing quarterbacks this year.
They have corner issues.
They have corner issues. Geno Smith.
I don't think Chase is going to play, but there's an outside chance. But we already saw
Burrow said today that he's going to.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw what Burrow did without him last week.
Right.
It really didn't matter. I'm leaning that way.
And you might not have Mixon.
Oh, right.
Good point. Geno Smith is 6,000. Against the Raiders, who are the 30th pass defense.
Boy, I'd rather put my money on Burrow than Geno Smith, though.
Yeah,
I know Geno's having a great year. But.
Brady is 5,800. Aaron Rodgers, 5,800. Derek Carr, 5,700 against Seattle.
That's not bad.
If you think that's going to be something of a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy G against the Saints is 5,600.
I think we said this yesterday, but you sent me a text like, I don't care if Jimmy's good or not. He's going to be good for fantasy.
Yeah.
He's just going to hit.
He's like John Stockton, just out there throwing the pass and the ball around.
Yeah.
That's right. Here's a 10-yard pass. Right. Here's a 10-yard pass. Hey, go run after the catch.
Mailman dunk.
Yeah. Russell Wilson against Carolina, 5,400. Jacoby Brissett, 5,400.
I don't like this neighborhood.
Tannehill, 5,400. Tyler Heinicke against Atlanta, 5,300.
That's actually pretty good.
Or Taylor
Heinicke,
I should say. That's not bad. Andy Dalton, no. Davis Mills isn't even starting. No.
Pickett should be higher than some of these guys.
Matt Ryan is 5,200. Yuck. Pickett is actually on the same level as Desmond Ridder, who's not even playing.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy and Kenny Pickett, 5,100.
It's remarkably cheap for Pickett.
It's unbelievable. He's a starting quarterback.
That's a best move for us right now. I mean, I'd rather.
Who runs?
I say runs like a top 10 runner. And he's throwing the ball down the field more and more.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think you go.
Burrow's my favorite.
Yeah. And it's relatively cheap. $6,700.
He's not even a top five cost.
It keeps us on our. He might be chalky, but
I'm sure he will
at that
be.
Price.
He's tremendous.
Yeah. At running back.
We can spend, right?
Christian. Yeah, we can average $6,500 here the rest of the way. Christian McCaffrey is $8,800. Austin Ekeler, $8,500. Derrick Henry, 8,300. Jonathan Taylor, 7,900.
I don't think Taylor's going to live up to that.
No, I don't think so either. Nick Chubb, 7,800. Josh Jacobs, 7,700. Seattle's 27th against opposing running backs. But I like the other side of that game better with Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, I do too.
And we haven't mentioned him yet. Alvin Kamara, 7,300 against the 49ers. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones against the Eagles. Have the Eagles figured out their run defense?
No, but I mean they added two defensive tackles, but Jones is going to catch passes.
He's going to catch passes, yeah. Joe Mixon is questionable. Kenneth Walker is 6,900.
Ooh, that's hard to say.
I think you plug that in now.
Yeah. I mean, he should be like a top five guy.
Yeah. Travis Etienne, 6,700.
That's pretty good, too. I've noticed when we do these, this is a neighborhood I like better than paying for a top six.
You're not
back.
Paying for the name.
Right.
Yeah,
the name
on the back of the jersey. James Conner is 6,600. The Chargers are 30th against opposing running games.
I get it, but I don't trust the Cardinals at all.
Yeah, I don't either. David Montgomery, 6,400.
It's just all volume with him. But what if Fields doesn't play? I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know.
I don't know how to affect that.
Miles Sanders is 6,300.
I like ATN.
If you could trust him to get the ball more, I'd like that more. Mm-hmm. Damian Pierce, 6,100.
I wonder if finally game script beat him. You know, like maybe. Finally, like I can't overcome this awfulness around me.
Yeah. Jeff Wilson Jr., 5,900. Playing the Texans.
Yeah, right. That's the beauty of it, of course.
Who are on pace, again, as I mentioned before, to give up 3,000 rushing yards this season.
My only concern with that is the Shanahan tree. Could it be Mostert's week? And we just don't see it.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear
you. Or do you put them both in?
You can play one in here and play one as the flex.
Right.
You're going to get 150 rushing yards out of them.
More.
Yeah. More. Leonard Fournette, 5,800.
You not said Ramondre Stevenson's name.
I have not yet. No, because he's playing on Thursday.
And you won't say his name.
And you won't.
Right.
Najee Harris, 5,800. Are you believing in that?
Do we think Warren's going to play?
There's a chance, but it's too early to say.
Still, he's put two good games. Colts' run defense is really good.
They're 16th against opposing running backs this year. Yeah.
Well, the other note you'll see in the stat pack,
they'll give up catches to running backs.
I didn't notice that. You might be right, but they get a lot of volume because their offense is so bad. People run the ball against them a lot, but per carry, they're good.
Kenyon Drake is 5,700. Raheem Mostert is 5,700.
Pretty appealing.
Yeah.
Even
if
he gets 35% of the carries.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Gus Edwards, 5,600.
They might shut their lead back down in the fourth quarter.
Samaje Perine, 5,600. Can't trust that, though.
No.
Deontay Foreman, 5,500.
I don't trust their offense either.
Denver's not going to run away from them, though. They're going to be able to stick with their running game.
Does Darnold help? I don't care who the quarterback is.
Isaiah Pacheco, 5,500.
That's too cheap.
Michael Carter, 5,400.
Who do they play again?
They are playing Chicago.
It's a terrible defense, too.
28th against opposing running backs. And what did White do last year when he came, when he played?
Dumped it to Carter.
Dumped it to the running backs.
Yeah. No, Carter's a good play.
That's not bad.
I like Pacheco. I like Carter.
This is another interesting one here. Antonio Gibson is 5,400 against Atlanta.
Wow, that's cheap, too.
That's too cheap.
You might want to get, like, two of these guys in this neighborhood.
Yeah. James Robinson.
I think Carter's more than
5,200. A.J. Dillon, 5,200. White from Rashad White from Tampa Bay, 5,100 against Cleveland. Do you think he's going to be the lead?
I think he should be, but I don't think the Bucs agree with us yet.
Cleveland is 31st against opposing running backs. That's very juicy.
It is.
Brian Robinson, 5,100.
I'd rather pay for Gibson.
He's going to catch some balls. Latavius Murray is 5,000 against Carolina.
He might get every carry.
Who else is going to carry the ball?
He's cut everybody else, so they're hurt.
He's getting 15 to 20 touches.
Has to. Carolina's not going to run away with it either.
No.
I'd rather play him than Foreman in that game.
Yeah. Kenneth.
Just because he's cheaper.
Kenneth Gainwell is 5,000.
Yeah.
Tyler Allgeier, 4,900.
I think we could pick from.
Cam Akers is 4,900.
We think he's the one.
Could
but
be,
it could be
could
Williams.
Could be Kieran too. Williams, who is right below him. They're both the same, 4,900.
Okay. I kind of like some of the more expensive ones, though. There was a good group around like 5,500.
I really like Antonio Gibson there in that spot.
Yeah, it was the one expensive one I considered was ATN. He's in the Walker neighborhood.
If we do that, like I like these guys better and then pay up at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Pay
I'm
down.
Fine. Yeah, I like that. There's a lot of shop for him in that neighborhood.
If we can get Hill and Diggs,
yeah.
Well, we aren't going to get Diggs because he won't be available, but
some star.
Yeah.
So put Gibson in.
Okay. I actually kind of like Carter in a flex, too.
Yeah, I did, too. That was the name I was trying to come up with.
Yeah. In fact, let's plug that in now and see what that looks like.
Yeah, let's see what that does for us, because I think all those guys will get volume.
5,400 is too cheap. That then allows us to spend
we have money. $7,450
if we got $14,900 to spend on two wide receivers.
Beautiful. That great.
Yeah.
Who's the one we want?
Okay, Tyreek is 8,800.
That could be a run-heavy game. Though.
Could be.
But it doesn't matter. Good.
They're still going to throw him the ball because he'll pout if he doesn't, don't. Davante Adams is 8,600. Cooper Kupp, no, he's on it. Nope. Hopkins, 7,700. Jamar Chase, 7,600. A.J. Brown, 7,500.
Kind of enticing.
Jalen Waddle, 7,300. We could get both Miami receivers in the lineup if we wanted to. And then maybe we go back in and look at Tua as our quarterback instead.
Yeah. Wow.
T. Higgins is 6,900.
Okay. I mean, we don't really have to go down the list much further.
Not much farther, no.
Who are your favorites out of these studs?
Tyreek? Tyreek just gets volume every game.
He had a down
Let's
game against
plug
Steelers,
him in. That still leaves us with 6,100. So we could still, even with Tyreek in there, we could still get Keenan Allen.
We think he's playing?
Yeah.
He's playing.
Devontae Smith.
Okay.
Chris Godwin.
That's not bad.
Michael Pittman. Tyler Boyd. Terry McLaurin.
How about McLaurin?
He didn't do much last week, though.
I know.
Do we think that game script is going to...
I think Heinicke loves him.
Let me see if there's anybody else here that... Josh Palmer. Brandon Cooks. Deontay Johnson's 5,200. DJ Moore, you can't trust that. George Pickens is 5,000. He's just inching up.
Yeah.
Inching up the numbers there. Who do you like the best out of that group?
McLaurin. But I'm not married to it. If there's
that leaves
like
us 300 left over that we could spend.
Didn't we want, we almost spent 100 more on the Steeler D?
Yes, right.
Okay.
As opposed to
the
Chiefs.
Would we rather have the Steeler D if they're?
Well, we didn't even look at the D's that were ahead of them.
Yeah, I guess we could have.
So if we put
McLaurin in.
Plug McLaurin in there, and then that leaves us 300 more, so we could spend up to 3,100 on a defense. That would get us the Titans against Cincinnati, now the Colts against the Steelers, the Panthers against Denver, the Falcons against. How are these defenses ahead of the Steelers?
More than the Steelers or Chiefs?
I don't get it. That would get us the Steelers, and we still have $200 left over.
I don't know if I'd rather the Steelers or Chiefs, though. If they're equal money, who would you pick?
That's a good question. Chiefs are at home.
We're going to eat $200 or $300, which
well,
I really don't care about.
The other thing, I just messed up and took Michael Carter out of the lineup. I got to get him back in there. And
I mean, I don't know if there was $200 or $300 that we were.
Let me look at one thing here.
Okay.
So if we go with
the
Chiefs defense, it leaves us 60. Is there anybody better than Kenneth Walker that we like?
I bet not.
Because we would have $7,200. That would get you Aaron Jones. That would get you Kenneth Walker. No.
I'd rather Walker.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Who are other backs? Gibson and
Antonio Gibson and Michael Carter is our flex.
What? Aren't they about the same?
Like they're both $5,400.
Who's 57? I'm just curious.
We
have 300 to spend, right?
Yeah. 5,700 range, you're talking about Kenyon Drake, Raheem Mostert.
They're better.
Gus Edwards, Samaje Perine, Dante Foreman, Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco is my favorite of the 5,700.
But is he going to catch the football?
No.
Right.
But they're going to win, and he's going to be the leading rusher.
Okay, so he has 12 carries for 90 yards but doesn't score.
Yeah, because he'll get all the touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know that he's better than our guys.
Yeah,
but
I don't think so either.
He'll be my favorite of the 5,700s.
Yeah.
I think you lock it up. I always hate keeping money. You should be able to roll it over.
Let's take a look at quarterback real quick. That would give us $7,000 quarterback. That would get us Justin Herbert instead of Burrow.
Chase is playing, Williams isn't. Or at least that's what I was looking on Wednesday.
That would also get us to us is $6,900. We are playing Tyreek Hill.
I don't know who I'd rather have of the three of them. Do you have a favorite this week? I mean, I think they're all good plays. I don't have a preference. Burrow's the cheapest. That's why we picked
him. Yeah, he's the cheapest.
But it doesn't matter now.
I just wonder if the Titans play keep away.
They'll try.
They'll try. I mean, they'll try to muddy that game up. That's what they do.
And Vrabel does that well.
Yeah.
I think he's last on my list of those because of that reason.
Yeah. So you want to go with Herbert or Tua?
Yeah. I think Herbert.
Okay.
I think he's playing extremely well, and the world doesn't realize it yet.
I don't have a problem. I think he's healthy now.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely healthy now.
It'd be nice if Everett plays.
All right. That's locked in then. Justin Herbert at quarterback. Kenneth Walker at running back, along with Antonio Gibson. Funny how we've come back around on Antonio Gibson.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks good, too.
Randall Cobb. We could have paid up for Randall Cobb as well, but I think Cobb's 5 for $50 at least.
I mean, we're paying nothing for him.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill, Terry McLaurin at wide receiver, Pat Freiermuth at tight end. The flex is Michael Carter at $5,400. And the Chiefs defense.
Okay.
Boom.
That's another winner.
That is a winner. And you can go have a chicken dinner once
Absolutely.
You do that. Matt?
I made a prediction earlier and I forget what it was. That's why I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What you
got? It in front of me now.
Okay.
Steelers 24, Colts 23.
Wow. Yeah. High scoring affair.
Yeah, it was a little higher than I expected because I do think both offenses could have a rough go of it. But no weather. Offenses, I think, are starting to come around in the league a little bit. I may regret that high of a score, but I don't regret it being very close. I think it's going to be extremely close.
I think it's going to be extremely close as well. I was kind of surprised the Steelers were getting 2.5 in this game. I think that their defense will force a couple of turnovers in this game. I don't know that the Colts have that kind of defense to do that.
Yeah.
And
the offense needs to capitalize on it, though.
They absolutely 100% do. I like the way the Steelers are running the ball. The Colts can run the ball as well.
I don't know if either team will run well.
But I don't know if they'll run well.
Yeah.
I think
that's the most critical factor is turnovers and who runs the ball better.
Yeah.
Because both are going to be a chore.
I agree. I get the Steelers winning this one 20-17.
Okay.
So,
It could be a field goal fest. And I'd rather Boz were there, but I don't think the Steelers are at a huge disadvantage kicker-wise. In a dome,
yeah.
That's not a determinant.
Maybe they don't try a 56-yarder early in the game, but, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, if the game is on the line, it comes down to, you got to make this 56-yarder to win the game, then they'll kick it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Matthew Wright has kicked a 59-yarder this year in Kansas City outside, so it's not like you can't do it.
Okay.
So.
No, we're in the same boat. Close game, not super high scoring. Maybe I should have picked a little lower scoring game, but. I think it's going to be very 40, competitive.
47 would be a
barn burner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that one in a long time.
Stick with it.
Well, we saw it last week, but on the road.
I think Kenny shows pretty well in this game.
I think so as well, because I don't know that they're going to necessarily get the kind of pressure on him. Well, they're not going to do the exotic things.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. They're the lowest blitz team in the league. They're about the most predictable coverage. I mean, their execution, they drop into their zones, and they play it well. But I think that plays well to a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that that confuses him at all.
No weather, you know.
And if they do try to do that kind of stuff, does it put them out of position?
It's not what they do.
It's not what they're not accustomed to doing it, and therefore now you're playing outside of what you do and you don't execute as well.
And I just don't think that's what Gus Bradley is. He's a very, this is my system, this is what I do. That's what he did in the Raiders last year. I mean, and it works.
Did I mention Mike Tomlin's 18-3 on Monday nights?
That's factored into my
It's kind of a big deal, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows how to get his teams ready to play.
What's Jeff Saturday's record on Monday
night? That would be no record. He has. Mr. Saturday has no grade point average.
Yes, right. And I think Jeff Saturday's been smart and just is deferred. I don't think he's, you know, taking the team over, but I'll give Tomlin the Monday night advantage here.
Yeah, I think so as well.
A little bit of experience difference, too.
Yeah, a little bit. But that's going to do it for our show for the day, Matt, and for the week. We won't be back until Tuesday when we come back to talk about, well, whether we were right or whether we were wrong. I hope everybody out there has a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Enjoy the festivities, the meals, the games on Thursday, and the games on Sunday as well. We'll actually get to sit and watch all the games. So I do like Monday game.
No, oh, I know
because
you
of
really
that.
Eat that up, yeah.
Because I get to sit and watch games all day long.
You don't sleep after the game for a long time, but
yeah,
you'll be a little cranky Tuesday.
I probably will be. Yeah. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, the Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers Mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Former partner Matt Williamson, for Jacob and Zach here on site keeping us on the air. I am Dale Lally. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.